All right.
That's sports, Andy.
All right, thank you. Mona Clayman is in from Vitalant. Hi, Mona.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Can you say she thinks I'm cute? You and I both sound a little like Rudolph here today.
Yes, just a bit, just a bit. I'm on the mend, though. How about you?
Good. Well, doing better. We missed you last week. I think it's been going around the Central Coast.
It has been. It has been. There's been a lot of it going around. I actually avoided it for probably about 6 or 8 weeks. I was surrounded by people that were ill, and I thought, well, I'm just cruising through this season.
Right.
And then the next thing you know.
I get a text that says, I'm not going to be in this week.
Yeah, I didn't think you wanted to hear me croak. So.
No, that's well, I've been croaking on the air the whole time. I had one day on, not last Friday, but the Friday before, I sounded Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going around. Now, how does this season and how do colds and flu affect donations? Because if you're sick, you can't donate blood, right?
You can't. So unfortunately, it does impact us. And cold and flu season, when it comes around every year, causes a lot of our regular donors to not be able to come in and donate. So we do feel that for sure. And this is that time of year. And this season has been started pretty early, and it seems like it's really dug its heels in. Right. I don't see any end to it real soon. So
how about flu shot? Does that affect...
Flu shot's not a problem. You can actually donate the day you get a flu shot, provided you don't have any sort of reaction to it.
Got it.
So that doesn't impact donation at all. But definitely being sick, having a cold or flu or infection of any kind would prevent you from donating.
Meds, like if you're on a Z-Pack, because I know that's very popular when people start getting sick, they go in and they give them that big, heavy dose of antibiotics.
Yeah, you have to finish it.
You got to finish it first.
You have to finish it. You have to be symptom-free. So... definitely is going to put a damper on the donation process right now.
What else we got going on? I see you've got the MZR fitness
certificate we're still,
there. That looked like it was a pretty good deal.
That is a good deal, and that's going to go on through the end of the month. And that is MZR Fitness is sponsoring us. If you come in and donate, you get one 30-minute consultation and also two 30-minute personal training sessions. So that's a really good deal if you're trying to start the new year off, you know, and get fit and take care of yourself and get healthy. That's a great jump start on that one. So that's going on. We still have Dream Big going on, which is the raffle, and that's a prize to win a trip to Hawaii, Mexico, or Disneyland.
Wow.
And that's going on all the way through till February 2nd. So we have a lot of fun stuff going on right now.
Yep.
Trying to entice people to come in and do the right thing.
And all you have to do is donate blood. We're asking you to do it at least 3 times a year. In fact, we need to schedule our next KBC blood drive. It's due in February.
I was going
to
say next month. Yeah, we're ready.
Next month, so we're ready for another one for the KBC crew.
Yep.
All right. So what do you got coming up this week, blood drive-wise?
Well, we have a few things going on. We don't have a lot of local drives this week. We're really trying to get folks to come into our centers more so. We're going to be up in Salinas for a couple days, which those folks love us coming up there, and we love to see them, but that doesn't help anybody in this area. And then we're going to be down in Lompoc for a couple of days as well, at the Elks Lodge and at Hall Chiropractic. So if you're local to the San Luis area, you're just going to want to come to the center.
Okay.
And then Saturday, we have our drive at MZR Fitness, and that is from 9 to 1 on South Higuera Street there at his new fitness studio. So he is really excited about that. We're going to have our bus down there. And then Sunday, we're at the Galaxy Theater from 12 to 4 in Atascadero. And that's always a great location. And then Monday, we have a special in-center day for Martin Luther King Day of Service. We're really promoting people to come in and donate blood on Monday. Perfect day to do it. It's the day of service.
Right.
You know, you get asked to go out and do something positive in the community. Donating blood is a great way to do that. So the center will be open all day in SLO and Santa Maria. We won't be closing for lunch. So we'll be open 10 to 5 straight through. And we're going to have all those giveaways that I mentioned earlier, in addition to a $10 Chipotle gift card from the reward store. And we'll have all kinds of food all day long. So planning on a busy in-center day on Monday.
Okay, so we'd like to have that to help celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.
Absolutely.
Day. Okay, so that is Monday. That's next Monday?
That's this coming Monday, yeah, the 20th.
The 20th. Okay, so make sure you get out there and you help out. Anything else going on that we want to let people know about?
There's a critical shortage right now.
Oh, there is.
We went critical last week, which we don't do that lightly. So We have a two-day supply on hand on the shelves, which is not much. A couple of big traumas could wipe out certain blood types. It's not a good place to be. So we did go critical last week. I think we're going to continue to use that verbiage through tomorrow. So there is definitely a need right now. If people can come in, we would love to see you.
Okay, so if they want to find out more, they want to call, they want to make an appointment, what do they need to do?
Vitalant.org, or you can call at 542-8500.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. I hope you're feeling better every day.
You too.
Thank you.
A lot of vitamin C right now.
There you go.
Mona Clayman in from Vitalant, and if you want to find out more, if you missed any of those, we'll put that interview up online at 920kvec.com here in just a little bit.